Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me grab my chai tea latte that I just made myself from Amazon. A ver, ¿a qué sabe? I got vegan, not gluten-free and dairy-free.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, everything free. Does it taste good?
I'm scared to try it because I left it boiling for a minute.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen?
Beautiful
Hi. People back home. Good morning.
Welcome back to another podcast episode.
Episode 60, baby. Let's freaking go.
60? Okay. Isn't it funny that I forget every weekend?
Yeah. Is there going to be a podcast that you say, welcome?
That I'm going to know right away?
Yeah,
No.
It's because Lily Bae, you know, we've said this a million times. Lily Bae literally does her makeup, gets ready.
Get makeup.
Sits down.
Ni makeup yeah. mago. I'm Meanwhile, the co-host.
Your boy Mondo's out here setting up the lights, the video, the cameras, y todo el pedo. Pero no pasa nada. I told Lily Bae she's my my Co-host. Cash cow.
I do. Don't call me a cow.
Yeah. Nah, I'm just
Anyways,
kidding.
What's up, babe? What you got for us today?
Man, I got a loaded episode. I actually wrote everything down on the iPad right here. It's loaded. I have a lot of little cool things to talk about. I'm going to run it down and, you know, it's going to be interesting. And I just want to thank y'all once again for taking your time and listening to us every morning on Wednesday. I wish we could do it every morning, like Monday
Imagine
to Friday.
Monday through Friday.
But the reason that I say that I wish we could is more because I was talking to Nito, your brother Chai Moy Nito, today. And I was kind of going through my day of like what I had to do today. And Janelle, which is his wife, was like, damn, like, you guys are busy. I was like, yeah, that's pretty much what we got to do today. So imagine tomorrow, whatever, we got the whole exphobia going on. But what he said, and it's something that I know already, like, I already know that this is so necessary. And maybe for 2024, that's something we'd have to do is build the team. Because I feel like I'm a freaking horse pulling, like, 10 million wagons
Definitely.
Versus it could be six horses pulling two wagons, you know? So
yeah,
for 2024.
We've been trying to grow our team and not just like our fulfillment warehouse where we already have that, I feel, established, under control. Yeah. Full-timers, part-timers, like we got it. We got that set, right? But as far as team, like somebody to help maybe editing or content behind the scenes, just
the day-to-day kind of deal.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
Bring what they can to the table. We have been looking, honestly, we've been looking and trying to create a team since last year.
Yeah.
But I personally really wanted to be somebody that understands us, understands our audience that we are like, our audience is very cultured. Like, everybody knows that we're Mexican. That we're Mexican-American, our brand is Mexican-American, our YouTube is very Mexican-American. So I need somebody or a team that understands all that or is willing to yeah. or is open to it. And unfortunately, we've had people in the past that as much as we want them to be a part of the team, they have their own goals and their own things to worry about. And we totally get that. We don't hold we don't hold you back from nothing. But for us, for our team, we want somebody that wants to grow with us, not kind of against us, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, with that said, if you guys are in Tampa, in the area, you guys always know we're always looking. We really want somebody that stands out and is like, yo, you know what? I think Lillian Bae needs this, and this.
Yes.
And I could bring this to the table. Yes. And I'd be like, you know what? You're hired.
Yeah.
But we don't know until we get these people to tell us. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what I'm thinking right now? And it's going completely against what you just said. But there's a lot of things that we could hire that someone doesn't have to live here in Tampa.
Yeah, you for know, sure.
There's that. So once we hand one thing off, I think it's going to be like a trickle. Is it a trickle effect? Or something like that. Something, uh-huh. An effect that be like, okay, this person handles that. That's okay, true. Now this person can handle that. And they don't have to literally be here. But in a perfect world, yes. Yeah, live in Tampa, somewhere close, you know?
We do get a lot of people that ask me, hey, would you hire remotely? And I was like, what am I going to hire remotely? Like, yeah. I have no idea. You know, but if you guys were to tell me, yo, I could do this remotely, then that would be easier for us to say, okay, you know what? Let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. A ver qué pasa, right? But yeah, again, always looking down to hire a team for sure. I've told Mano this a million times. Yeah. It's just very hard. It's very hard because we kind of want it to come to us instead of us going out there and searching. Because I know we probably can, like, what is that? LinkedIn or something?
Yeah, LinkedIn for sure. Yeah.
But we just have it.
Yeah.
Ideally, I wanted to give it to Raza. I want to give somebody
like she
the
said,
opportunity that is, you know, that culture. Loves us as a follower, that, yeah. you know, wants to see us grow, wants to grow with us. And ideally, that's what I would like.
Yeah, because we get inspired. We get so inspired when we see our friends or other companies growing, and when we see their team, we're like, holy shit, that is exactly what we need, but we just haven't put it into place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my goal for 2024. I know we're 2 months away from 2024.
Why does it have to be 2024? Why can't it be like starting
all right starting November
podcast?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, actually, you don't know this. Well, I don't know if you know this, but for the last 2-3 podcasts, there's been a producer behind it. It's mm-hmm. not like fully on, because I haven't like gave him like 100% like the role, but these last two, I just get on the call and we figure some things out, and I give him my concept and he builds the podcast, and that's why things have been so smooth lately, and I don't have to like go and do the full research.
Yeah, spend an hour just doing that.
Yeah, now I just get on the call for 30 minutes, I jot things down, and he has a list and everything. So shout outs to my mini producer Supersonic for coming through. I don't know how he does it. He's so
he's the best.
And like Lily was saying, he follows us, he watches all our stuff, so he knows what we like, he knows what we do.
Exactly, that's so, what I meant.
So mm-hmm. he's perfect. So shout outs to our mini producer Supersonic.
Yeah, a ver cuando nos viene a visitar otra
yeah,
vez.
Yeah, hopefully soon. but yeah, I do have a question for you, babe. What is something, because we're in episode 60, right? What is something that takes you 60 seconds to do? And the reason I asked is because you said it this morning. And it's very important. It's super cool. It's a super cool concept. I think you said you saw it on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. It's called the last shift or the night shift.
Night shift, yeah.
The night shift's role, something like that, okay. Right? Basically, and it wasn't 60 seconds, though. I don't know where you got 60
but
seconds
it could take
from.
60 seconds.
No, que pinche 60 seconds.
Well,
at least 30
60
minutes.
Seconds.
But I'll give you something 60 seconds, but let me talk about this.
All right.
I saw on TikTok, of course, right? Every time I get on here, I got to tell you something that I saw on TikTok. It's called the late night shift.
Okay.
At home. Basically, before you go to bed, like if you know that you like to be in bed by, let's say, 10 o'clock, the last 30 minutes, pretend you're at work. And you have the last shift and you have to pick up everything to have it ready for the morning shift, right? I'm sure we all have worked a lot of these jobs that they make you pick up, put everything in place, and put everything where it goes, right? So basically, it's that same concept. Pick up after yourself, put things back where they go. You don't have to do a whole deep clean.
Okay.
Just kind of take 30 minutes to fix your little area, your apartment, your house, whatever it is. And that way in the morning, you wake up way more refreshed. Like usually me, for example, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, like little things.
Yeah.
But lately that I've been doing that, I wake up in the morning like ready to go. 30 minutes. I could tell Mando, I'll be ready in 20-30 minutes. And
that's recent, because every time that maybe a couple months ago she would wake up, she'll wake up, let's say 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
By the time you get out of bed, get changed, 8:30. She'll come downstairs and spend another 40 minutes moving things around,
cleaning.
Changing I don't know what, putting dishes away, and that just killed 40 minutes of the morning.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Once she gets down here, I'm thinking we're leaving in 5 minutes, but no, But lately, the night shift, is it night shift?
Yeah.
I think it's working out, so that's a good thing, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
and I haven't really tried too much because you guys know for the past 8 months we've had, my friend living here with us.
Oh, yeah. Now, my God, about that. I thought you were going to say traveling because we've been nonstop traveling.
That too.
But
I haven't really tried, but she's actually the one that kind of helped me kick that off because every night before she would go to sleep, she'd put all the dishes away. She'll pick up her kids' toys. So I would help her and do more, you know? So, and then in the morning, I would come downstairs and I'm like, everything's clean. I don't have nothing to do. So I'm trying to do better with that as well as getting my clothes ready. Okay. That, I think, is my 60 seconds that makes a big difference, right? Every night before I go to sleep, I want to get my workout clothes ready and my clothes for the next day ready because that helps so much. It's crazy. At night, I have all the energy to look for something cute and quick. And in the morning, I come out with the oversized t-shirt and biker shorts and my hair up in a ponytail every day. If I do it in the morning. But if I do it the night before, I wake up the next day with the cuter outfit, ready to go, a lot faster out the door. So, yeah, that.
All right.
In 60 seconds for sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to say it first. What is something that you don't do that should take you 60 seconds? But it's something, well, how do I put this? Something that should take you 60 seconds, but you don't do, but if you do it, it improves so much. For example, I'll go first. Throwing away the trash before you leave for the day. Like, that literally takes 60 seconds, bag it up, take it, instead of being like, I'll just do it when I get home. Like, no, you get home to a clean trash and you don't got to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So that to me is something that I want to change too. The 60 second effect, like literally something that takes 60 seconds
Babe,
to do
you
it to change
king
your life.
Of that.
You know? I know. I'm trying to help that. I'm trying to do good at that. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But I feel like I already do that. Like I do stuff and get it done. Or
exactly.
You don't think
so that's what I'm saying. What is something that you would recommend to the people back home? Something like that, you know, just do it and get it over with. I'm the king of procrastination.
Oh, my God.
And I know that. I know it takes me 60 seconds to do something,
Didn't realize. I already knew, but I didn't know the word behind it for Mando, okay? And at one point, he was really good with it, like whenever I would remind
without him. Without procrastination.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then he read something. Of course, when I tell him, no me pela, pero when he reads it somewhere in a book, he gets really good at it. But I'll give you guys a perfect example. The podcast room is not done yet.
Because it takes 60 seconds.
The podcast room is not done yet because we ran out of paint and we never finished painting. But hear me out. I knew Mondo wasn't going to paint and I knew I didn't have time. So usually I'm the painter. So I got my cousin's man. He paints and I was like, yo, come paint this house. I got 2 gallons there. Not the house, the podcast room. And it should take you a day, right? He came. He called us like before the day was over. Yo, I ran out of paint. And I was like, fuck. And I didn't want to send him.
No, I told him, but the store was closed.
Oh, yeah. It was on a Sunday. So we were going to get back Monday. And I was like, I'll make Mondo go in the morning. And that way he could come during the week whenever he gets off work. I told Mondo, babe, tomorrow morning, go get me this gallon of paint. He's like, I'm busy. And I was like, it's going to take you like 10 minutes. He's like, I'm busy. And I was like, okay, well, get it done this week because we need to finish painting.
It's been 2 weeks, guys.
No, it's been almost. It's
no,
going,
2 weeks. It's two, this week too. I promise you. This
no, it hasn't. Two. It's at least week three. At least. It's been 3 weeks and it hasn't got done. Why?
Procrastination.
And the paint store is right around the corner.
It's maybe like 10 minutes away. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, let me stop complaining. Something 60 seconds that people could do. Leave the car at the car wash if your car's a fucking mess, because that's something we did today. Our truck can go, 2 months without being washed?
2 months, yeah.
Easy. What else? What else 60 seconds I could get done? Oh, pick up after yourself, which is kind of the same concept, but throughout the day, for example, I can leave my mug somewhere, my Stanley somewhere else, my gym bag on the floor. Like, take 60 seconds and pick up all that little stuff that isn't where it belongs. That'll make a world of difference. What else?
Take 60 seconds to open your eyes, get your ass up out of bed, and get your day started at 7 a.m.
Babe, nobody wants to wake up at 7 a.m.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, that is, I don't know, we got deep into it. I found that super valuable, that 60 seconds effect, which is kind of the night shift that you're saying. Now I'm going to try to put that into play. Instead of leaving my desk a mess and like my socks over there and my shoes, probably tidied up before I go up to bed, because I'm going to be back there in the morning, literally.
You and it's going to be a mess, you know? You have been doing that, though.
I know. I've been trying.
So where did he read that 60-second thing at?
Well, no, the 60 seconds today. But I've been trying to be a better man lately, you know?
Yeah. Mando's not a slob. Don't think he's a slob. He is not a mess. He just likes clutter. But it's not dirty. It's just like if he's going to use 10 wires, different wires, throughout his day, they'll be all on top of his desk.
Well, no, it's because the problem with you is that you're super, like, you know, you need everything perfect. You need these fucking sofas, the pillow nicely propped. Like you're exaggerated. Is that right?
Yeah.
OCD. Me is more like laid back, a little more cozy. You know, if I see the sofa like with a pillow to the side, I'm gonna jump on that bit. But
no, you like totally changed what I was saying.
Wait, let me finish. But you want it all perfect. Ni se me antoja to jump on the sofa. So that's probably what Lily wants. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but that's not what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I was saying, before I got really interrupted, I was saying that Mando's not a slob.
Right.
Right? But one example is that he doesn't mind the clutter. So if there's cables, like I was saying, if he's going to use 10 cables throughout his day, cables for his laptop, for the podcast stuff, whatever, right? But let's say the podcast stuff is not till later on at night, midnight, right?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, he'll have all his shit out, all the 10 cables.
Yeah.
And that's just cables. I'm not talking about add the chargers, the pens, the laptops, he has the iPad out.
No, it's not that bad.
Babe, it was. At one point, it was. So that's what I mean, that he just doesn't know how to declutter and just use that as he needs, right? Like, he'll have everything up. That's all I was saying.
All right, guys, moving on. This is not a podcast about Lily and Bae's problems. Let's go into the Guinness World Record, since it's their 68th anniversary, even though I found three cool ones. You ready?
Yeah.
A 10,961 pounds of guacamole.
Ooh, I love
was
guacamole.
Made in Peribán, Michoacán, making it the largest guacamole ever. Would you taste it?
We'll see.
But it's like out there, you know.
Is there a picture?
There is a picture. I don't have it on me right now.
Ay, pinche mando.
All right, the next one. The world's largest string cheese bomb, which happened in Oaxaca, is known as a Oaxacan cheese. So the world's largest.
I wouldn't try that. Pass.
All right, last one. The largest calavera Catrina can be found in Puerto Vallarta's Malecón, which is 74 foot tall, which almost...
Is that new?
No. It took almost a year to build. It was an exhibit. So they put it up for a week only, but it took almost a year to build. That's crazy.
Why wouldn't
right?
they leave it up?
Well, that was for El Día de los Muertos. But it was made out of like cloth and like it wasn't a permanent thing.
Oh.
So yeah. Aww. So that's a world record. Three
that's
right.
That's pretty
there.
Badass. And they're all in Mexico, or you looked up
no,
for
I
in
looked,
Mexico?
I looked three in Mexico, you know.
Okay, that's dope. Keep doing that, babe.
Speaking about Día de los Muertos and all this witch stuff that you love, right? Let's get into Salem. As you guys may know.
First of all, I don't love witches. I just like Halloween. Okay.
Well, witches got to do with Halloween, I guess.
It's
right?
a costume in Halloween, but I guess.
Are you ever going to dress up as a witch?
I don't think so.
I am definitely convinced that you're a witch.
¿Por qué?
Because ever since I met you, I've been under your spell. Got it.
That's true.
All right, but moving on, let's talk about Salem, babe. What was your overall experience out there?
I want to say overall experience in Salem was very nice. It was nice. The weather was amazing.
You keep talking about the weather.
The weather was amazing.
Everyone that has asked you about it, you first thing was weather, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because somebody asked me earlier what was my favorite part. And I don't think I have a favorite part. I feel like Salem is just something for you guys to do like on a weekend, especially if you guys live out there. Yeah. Or if you guys love Halloween or you just want fall vibes in general. I know there's a lot of people that traditionally, if they live like in the hotter climates, every fall or winter, we like to go up to the states that actually have a fall or winter. And Salem is definitely one of those. I saw tree colors that I've never seen in my freaking life.
Like completely
red. Like neon,
red.
Like almost bright as hell.
Like Coca-Cola can red.
I don't know. It was crazy though. Super, super nice. But I had a good time because at the end of the day, the people that I went with were also Halloween fans. So we were just living in the moment. I dressed up witchy vibes, like dark vibes. There was people that were also dressed up. So it just makes you feel like a big community of Halloween lovers during that time, especially if you go during October. But I will say that they do have really good food out there because we did try some really good restaurants.
Yeah, it was good. The seafood.
And something else that was a plus, they also, like, all the restaurants have, like, cocktail, like, spooky cocktails, which, you know, is my Metal Mola, too. And what else, babe? The tours, they have a lot of tours. They have a lot of things going on. It is for friends and friends, for family and for, like, children and adults.
Yeah.
But, what?
Wait, I want to talk a little bit about why is Salem... what's it called? Famous. What is it famous for? And why the hell we went? Because honestly, you said, babe, let's go to Salem. I was like...
I didn't even ask you.
I was like, okay. I was like, babe, donde quiero que te invite, no tienes que ir.
Okay, babe. You said that a million times.
Pero fuck it. We went to Salem and we got to Salem. And I honestly was like a clean slate of what Salem was. I had no idea what it was, you know?
Yeah, we didn't research nothing.
No research, but I was down. I was down to go up north, and the cool thing about it is that most, maybe 95% of the trip was not organized by us other than us buying flights. Hmm. So that was the cool thing about it. But what I did learn about Salem is that it's a witch town. So Salem was known for their witch trials, right?
Correct.
The Salem witch trials. Maybe you guys back home know way more about this than what I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you what I learned. And then, you know, you guys are going to be like, Mando, you're a dumbass because I already knew that. Or Mando, that's cool. Right? Yeah, yeah. So what I learned was that Salem was known for its witch trials. They killed 19 witches. They hung 19 witches.
Back
right?
in the day, correct.
Back in the day in 1942. No, 1664
or something
like
that.
Yeah, in the 1600s, they hung 19 witches, which I was like, I mean, it is 19 witches, but for it to go down into history for 19 witches, I'm sure, you know, there was way more killings and things like that anywhere else. Why did it get so famous, you know? Mm-hmm. But in Salem at that time, there was like a population of 400 people. Mm-hmm. So the town was tiny. And imagine killing 19 people de un jalón in a small little town. So it blows up and it becomes such a huge thing. And that's what happened. But a lot of people confuse Salem with the European killings of witches, which was in the thousands, you know. So that's why Salem became so popular and known. But in Salem, it was like more of a is it a conspiracy, or like they were killing these witches that weren't really witches? They were women that had land and had money, so they were like accusing for false things and. Mm-hmm. Just hang them and keep their money. That's what was going on behind the scenes. So there was a lot of big, messy
I'm
shit going behind
there. I'm sure there's a lot more stories,
there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going by the top of my head of, like, what I learned.
What our tour guide told us.
Mm-hmm. Which our tour guide was a clown, too. And when he started talking, I really didn't like him. Because he was bashing.
Too sarcastic, yeah.
Yeah, he was bashing the town. I'm like, bro, I came here. I guess we all came here to learn about witches and you know, give us the fairy tale. But no, he was being harsh on witches, and he was calling everything a bluff, and he was calling everything a bullshit. So at that point, you know, I tuned him out, but, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
But Salem was cool. I feel like the town comes together for Halloween, and mm-hmm. that's what we went for. There's people dressed in the little downtown in costumes, and yeah. it's definitely a good spot to take your kids, a family.
Yeah, for sure. Know? I feel like I'm kind of glad I didn't go with expectations.
Right.
Because looking back at it, I was like, damn, like, it's like I said, it's cool to go for the weekend, but don't go with expectations, because after the fact, I'm like, yo, they can make this way better. Like, maybe have an actual, like, carnival there. Yeah. Maybe do, like, more scary, spooky tours. Because we didn't find out one spooky tour. But, again, remember, I didn't research this. I just went with the flow with whatever the crew I went with had in their itinerary. But whenever I did look into little things, I didn't really find much. So, yeah, I feel like they can... Especially nowadays that Halloween is so big, I feel like they can definitely get the biggest bang for their buck.
They could squeeze more out of it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, at the end of the day, super nice. A lot of shopping, a lot of like little shopping, a lot of tours, a lot of restaurants. And yeah.
So before we go on break, I want to ask you one thing. So is Salem a scam?
A scam? A little bit.
A little bit?
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. It's like she said, we didn't do the research, but for example, her cuñada, she's like, oh my God, it's my dream to go there. So I feel like if she goes and spends all the money to go and the full experience, she's probably going to be let down.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, they could do a lot more, right?
Echale más ganas.
And I don't understand. It's been around forever. Hocus Pocus took place there, which made it even bigger. And still to this day, like, I don't know. I don't know. I just felt like they could have done more. Like, maybe they did have a lot of little markets where you walk around and shop. Like I said, it was a lot of shopping, like a lot of walking around and shopping at little, like, boutiques. But there wasn't anything really bigger, like a fair or a pumpkin patch or anything like that in the main area, you know,
like a badass Hollow Scream could be there, right?
Yeah, not even a Hollow Scream, a haunted house,
like a badass haunted house, like squeeze it out, people are gonna go, people are gonna line up for it, you know?
Yeah, because they already everything else is already lined up. We did do two separate tours. One was a walking around tour with the guy that Mando was telling you he wasn't a fan of, and the second one was the famous, oh my God, this is another one, we went to the famous witch museum.
Oh my God.
And I was like, are you kidding me, bro? Scam. Like, I can't believe that is one of the top museums, and it looked like they haven't revamped it since the 1600s. It was super run down.
Since they built it back in, I don't know what, I'm gonna leave it linked down below. I don't know when they built it, but they haven't changed nothing about it.
Yeah, no.
Nothing, not one
thing.
And
there's so many people.
Yes,
so where's
it's packed.
All that money going?
There's lines.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely they could do way better with that, I feel. But again, maybe they wanted to keep it, you know, antiguo and I don't know. But if you guys have been, then you guys know what I'm talking about. What's funny is as soon as we stepped out of there, I had a friend from high school message me. Whatever you do, don't go to the witch museum because it sucks balls, he said. And I was like, bro, I literally just walked out of there. And he's like, it's a bunch of hocus pocus. And I was like, it really is.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically one big giant room. Everybody sits in rows. And the room is very high ceilings. Mm-hmm. And on the second floor, all the way around, they have different fake dolls.
Yeah.
And they're telling you a story, but they have a spotlight for each doll.
Yeah, it's whenever a narrator.
One doll, like the dolls don't even move or nothing. Like there's nothing. They're just like standing there. And as he's telling you the story, he's just putting the spotlight on each little doll all the way around, just to say there was a few people in the crowd knocked out the whole time. And then from there, they take you to like a small gift shop, super tiny, mm-hmm. super tiny, for like 5 minutes to I don't know what. And then they take you into a room.
Like an exhibit.
Like an exhibit, but it's the same dolls just on floor level. And again, like spotlight on each little story time. But
that
again,
that's a big scam. That's yeah, a big scam.
That was no. Yeah. I mean, good thing it wasn't expensive. I think it was what?
Like 15 bucks, 20 bucks?
I don't remember what it was, but still, I would expect a little more. I would pay more for it to be better, you know? Especially because it's the Witch Museum. That's Salem Witches. That's what they're known for. I don't know.
Not Lily Bay approved for sure.
No, but I'm glad I went.
Yeah, 1 out of 10, Salem, 1 out of 10. Like, from the cities you've been to.
1 out of 10, now realizing, hold on. Because I didn't go with expectations.
Okay.
1 out of 10 for what it was, small town, yeah. Halloween vibes. 1 out of 10, I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Okay. 7 out of 10. But with bigger expectations.
And the hype that it is.
The hype that it is, and coming from a bigger city to going there, if you go with expectations, you're probably going to say that it's like a
2.
3, 4 out of 10, honestly. Well,
yeah. I remember back in the day. This was a while back.
But hold on. But if I lived in Boston, uh-huh. I would definitely go every year.
Okay.
It's just a thing to do. Kind of like here, every year, Halloween, we do Screamageddon, Scream. Like, it's just a Halloween thing to do. And I think that's literally what it is for sure out there, too. Like, a thing to do, because on Thursday, Friday, it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
Right? But Saturday and Sunday, super packed. So you already know people came from like locally just to come hang out for the day, walk around and do things like that.
Yeah.
And the main weekend is a Halloween weekend. So okay. I don't know if maybe this week le echan más ganas,
nah, fuck ponen that.
Más cosas. No sé. Nah. No sé. I'm just telling you guys our experience and what it was. You know? But I did like it. I'm glad I went.
To you know, wrap it all up.
And I got a tattoo. Sheesh.
Back in the day, years ago, I went to a field trip in St. Augustine. I was probably like in fifth grade, right? And we did some haunted house. Have you ever done that?
I've been to St. Augustine. I went to their haunted lighthouse.
So we did like a haunted tour, and like there was like some fake people scaring us in the back, but the room was dark, and that's what I imagined, that we could find something like that in Salem. Pero no, we asked around, and there's like, no, there's just tours outside. There's no haunted house. Unless you guys in the comments be like, no, you guys missed out. You guys got to go here. But no, we had nothing.
We did ask some locals too. But yeah, it's kind of like St. Augustine. St. Augustine is a small town. Yeah. Like, there's only so much to do. There's not really too much. So if you go to St. Augustine, Florida, because you hear it's so nice, and then you get there where you come from a bigger city,
right.
you're going to see it like, there's not really much here. But for people that are from small towns,
to go there,
that is like their little bigger city. So it makes sense as to why it gets so packed, right?
Yeah.
But like for me, St. Augustine is a one and done. Yeah. Salem is a one and done. Unless I live there in the area, I would go all the time, right? But I do recommend Gordon, especially if you have kids. It is something to do. So, like, what else? What more Halloween-y things is there to do for that weekend? What? Yeah. Nothing. I don't think there's nothing. Unless, obviously, you come to Florida and you go to the theme parks or whatever. But
yeah, and to finish it off, one thing that I wish they would do more of, and hopefully the console of Salem is listening. There's a lot of people dressed up in Halloween costumes, right? A lot, like not a lot. There's probably like 20, right? Throughout the whole town. Not one witch. I didn't see one witch. And the city is known for witches. Like if there was like 3 witches, like hardcore witches, that would be badass. Cause it's a witch town, you know?
Yeah.
The fucking police cars have witches on it. The plumbing
company.
That's
true. Isn't that crazy?
Have witches on it. Like, it's a witch town. The witch cafe. The witch fucking. Witch everything.
Witch city hall. You know? Witch, yeah.
Witch everything. And there was not. I didn't see one witch. I mean, I was there and I didn't see one witch. Did you see any witches?
Mm-mm.
You see, that's what I'm saying. So, okay, yeah.
Anyways.
I'm going to stop complaining.
But yeah, I'm glad I went. And I got a tattoo, like I said. I finally got a Halloween-inspired tattoo.
Is it your first one?
Yeah, is it?
Well, you got a calavera, no? Well, it's not
Halloween, never mind. Right? I guess I have a sugar skull. Okay. What did he think? Because I didn't even tell you. You kind of knew that we were gonna be out and about being wild. Because on Sunday, the guys went their separate ways. They went to a game in Boston, and we stayed in Salem brunch and went to go get tatted up. All of the girls got a tattoo.
Wow.
What'd you think when? Because you didn't know until I sent you the picture, right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because I didn't tell him, hey, babe, yeah, you get to the tattoo shop. No.
Nah, I didn't know, but it's just one of those things that I know that you're going to do. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, you did it. Like, it's like.
So every country or city that we go to, I'm always trying to get a tattoo.
You really are. I was like.
But it never ends up happening because, you know, we're always doing something when we're out and about. Yeah. It's not like this weekend, it was very chill. Like I said, a lot of walking around, not much to do. So we made it happen. But, and I was with a group of people that really wanted to get it done too, so I was like, let's so they push you on.
That's what you need sometimes, huh? Someone to push you to do something that you kind of want to do. And that's what it was.
Anyways, so yeah, I got a little cute tattoo. It's gonna be on the well, I did a whole TikTok on it, but it's gonna be on the
YouTube vlog tonight.
YouTube vlog tonight.
Yeah, tonight when they watch this. Not tonight, tonight. Tonight when they watch this, which is Wednesday night.
Wait, but do you like it or no, my tattoo?
Yeah, it's badass. Well, cute. You have it all covered up. I haven't seen that, like, fully.
Okay, ahorita me quito la ropa para
que vea. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Wait, you want to see it for real or no? Okay, me quita la sticker. Are back.
We are back and ready.
Episode 60, part 2.
Part 2, baby. Welcome back. Exphobia week.
Oh my God. Are you ready, babe?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready.
Yo.
I don't know.
We leave tomorrow.
We leave
tomorrow.
I'm
not even packed.
Oh my God. We just got back yesterday. We leave tomorrow.
It's okay. We only live once.
We do only live once.
But yeah, if you guys are in Houston, Texas, and or the surrounding areas, and you guys really, really, really want to go, really, really, really want to go, let me know down below in the comments. And who knows? I might be giving away free tickets. And I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Free entrances to come party with us. So, yeah, let me know down below. And of course, wait, it's not just going to be for you. I'll give you and your squad. Mm-hmm. That way, llegan con pilas and ganas de pistear and ready to get lit, you know?
I'm so excited because when I put the tickets out and I created the whole registration y todo el pedo, I put where did you hear about Exphobia? Maybe like 75% said podcast.
Literally.
I was like, yo, that is lit.
Si ponen atención estos, ¿verdad?
So that's those why.
They my real friends.
That's why. I know I said this earlier, but in 2024, why not start now, right? So let's start now. I want to echarle un poquito más de ganas on the podcast. Try to grow it more. Try to have a nice studio in the background back there. Try to have more guests because the more guests you have, the more interesting it is every now and then. The more audience, new audience on the podcast. So I want to grow this thing, man, because I honestly enjoy sitting here and talking with my babe and with other audience maybe in the future. But I do go back and think about episode 1 to like 10 of how shitty I was at talking and how circles I would run around. I still do, but I'm proud of myself. And
we've came a long way for sure.
I can't wait to the day that I'm on someone else's podcast and how I'm going to be able to express myself there and throw jokes and be funny and be myself, because at the beginning when we first started this, we got invited to podcast like right away. And I was pretty shitty at it. Like,
we both were. You know, we were new at like interviews like that. And
now, man, I'm gonna chop it up. Imagínate, I get to a podcast and I suck again. But yeah, that's not the subject. But yeah,
anyways,
back to X-Phobia. Anyways. I'm super excited. Everything is pretty much set at this point. There's not many things that we could change for the good or for the bad. But man, it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Houston is coming out. I've seen the list. People are coming from
everywhere.
All over.
Yeah.
All over. So if you're thinking about it, don't think about it. Just pull up. I'm gonna leave the info down below so you go check it out. Get your costume. We're gonna do costume giveaways. We're gonna do boot giveaways. We're gonna do, man, it's gonna be a blast. Just come have a good time. Get ready to party, and we'll see you all week in Houston. But yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got a question, babe.
A ver.
What is your opinion on getting ghosted or ghosting people? Have you ever ghosted someone? Would you ever do it? What do you think about the people that always ghosting shit? Like, I know people that be like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to pull up, and they never show up.
I mean, me lasten una of those veces, and I never invite you again.
Yeah, you're real, she's real, 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 like, harsh on that. So
yeah, yep. Like, yep, you're going to do it once or twice, because if you really wanted to hang out, you would make the time of day.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's okay. You don't have to, you know? Actually, you do me a favor by ghosting it, because then you give me the reason why I don't have to reach out and look out and talk to you again, you know? But, yeah, those kind of people, honestly, annoying. Like, if you can't go, be honest. Don't be like, yeah, 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 and then last minute, no, 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 you know? Or, like you said, ghost. In a relationship, like, for people dating that they get ghosted, I feel like it sucks for the person that got ghosted if they grew some feelings, right? But again, always looking back at the positive, just be like, you know what? Me hizo un favor. Just ending it like that, instead of it being a little harder and going back and forth and just wasting more time at the end of the day. So honestly, people that do it, you know what? At the end of the day, you do us a favor. So.
And, oh man, I don't know. I think this is a great thing about Lily, but it's hard.
Okay,
it's,
now
it's,
I gotta
it's,
hear
it's
this.
It's hard to live with it, because if you invite Lily somewhere, right, and she says yes, right, and she says yes, she's going, she's not going to look for an excuse to not go.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
She's going to go, even if she's fucking dying, or even if she really doesn't fucking want to go, she's going to go. Even if Mando doesn't want
to
go.
I've never not gone to an event after I said yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she does it. I've canceled. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've ghosted, but I've canceled. I guess it's ghosting. If you don't go, you don't go. I guess ghosting is just saying you're going and you just don't pull up. Instead of being like, hey, I can't pull up, you know? But yeah.
I don't feel like you ghost.
No, I don't think so either. Like, I just make a shitty excuse and don't go, right?
Like, for what?
I don't know.
What have you ghosted? Because I don't remember you not pulling up. Even if, like, you guys know we're super busy, and I have family members that, okay, let me just take it back a little bit. I understand everybody is busy. I get it.
Yeah.
Everybody, but you're not the only one busy. Everybody's fucking busy. We all have jobs. A lot of people have families. A lot of people have kids. A lot of people have an elderly person they're taking care of. Somebody that's sick. Everybody's freaking
Everyone
busy,
has
bro.
A story.
Everybody
yeah.
has an. Everybody can have an excuse.
Yeah.
Right? But that don't mean that you got to be ghosting people. From the get-go, you already know if you can or you can't. Like, if you know that you can never find a sitter, never, ever, ever, then you know, damn, most likely, I'm not going to be able to go if it's no kid. So right. let me just tell her this ahorita, bro. I can't
you
go.
You know this.
Right?
You know this, yeah.
If you know that you're super busy, like us, for example, there's times where we're stupid busy because we don't have one business or two businesses. We have three businesses, right? Four, if you count this podcast, which it is because it makes money for us, thankfully. But if Mando's family has a party in down south Belgrade, 3-4 hours away, right? Even if we're stupid busy, we're going to make time to go. Like, we go and come back the same day. 8 hours on the road the same
no
day.
No excuses.
Just to show up, you know, to be there. And they know this. But a lot of times, and it's not just the other way around, or it's not like, it's not only Mando's family sometimes. Let's say some people in my family
or friends.
Too, or friends, they'll be like, oh, no, it's because I have to do this. Like, bitch, I got a million things to do, too, but I still make time for it, especially when it comes down to family, like close friends and family. Right.
Yeah.
But again, if you're that type where you like ghosting people or making up excuses, just be prepared for people to come back to you one day. One day you're going to want to plan something. And guess what? Everybody's going to ghost your ass because karma's a bitch. So. Yeah,
it comes back to you quick. And as quick as you just never know when it's going to come back at you. So, yeah, that's something that I respect about Lily. Like, oh, man, like sometimes it sucks, to be honest, like I said. But if she says she's going, she's going to pull up.
Yeah, but don't think I say yes to everything. No. If my tios be like, hey, Lily, vengan pa acá para ver el juego de la América. I'll be like, hell nah.
I'm out there.
I literally I'm going to be home and I'm going to watch scary movies. Literally. I don't be like, okay, tío, I'll see you there. Yeah, está bien, allá los vemos. And no, because then I have my poor tío waiting for my ass, you know?
Like, he probably cooked the whole meal for you.
Yeah, I don't want him to cook for me nothing. I'll be like, no. Mando va a ir. Tú sabes que a mí no me gusta. No, I don't want to be there listening to you guys brag about La America being better than Las Chivas. It's not for me. But for everything else, I do pull up. I do show up if I can. Even if it's in freaking California or Phoenix. You know, what is the quote? If they wanted to, they would. Yeah, there you go. That part right there. Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. Our quick
So opinion. Don't be ghosting people. Just diles que no y ya se acabó.
And you know why I brought up ghosting and ghosted? Because it's Halloween.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm going to close it off. No, I'm not going to close it off yet, but I got something that I want to bring back to the podcast that I forgot on the last podcast, but I'm not going to forget on this one. Florida or somewhere else. But this one is going to be Houston or Florida because we're going to Houston this weekend, you know?
Okay.
All right, you ready? All right. Rapper and TikToker robbed the bank, filmed it on TikTok, and then make a song with the music video.
Houston.
That he robbed the bank. Houston. And gets caught because of the music video.
Houston. What an idiot.
All right.
Can we see that video or no?
Yeah. We'll pull it up. We'll put it up right here.
Okay.
All right. Teen chooses to rob vehicle from elderly man, but turns out that they didn't know how to drive stick shift.
Florida.
They hold the victim at gunpoint until he teaches them how to drive stick in the parking lot. Then they get caught because a car stalls out and forgot to turn it back on. So Florida. They didn't know how to drive stick.
No, Florida.
Houston.
Dang. Y'all be thugging out there.
All right, you ready? Florida man calls 911, said he needs a ride.
You just told me Florida man.
I'm skipping that. All right.
Wait, but I want to hear the story.
All right, cool. Florida man calls 911, said he needs a ride to Hooters. It's unclear whether he was under the influence of alcohol or not, but it seems like he was, because people just don't call 911 for no reason.
Pues no,
pinche gente in Florida, like, that makes no sense.
I knew that was in Florida.
All right, one last one.
Did you guys know the first Hooters was from here? Clearwater, Florida.
Man throws a live gator into Wendy's drive-thru.
Suppose that's Florida.
Florida. Man, people be wilding with these gators. We're honestly not that scared of gators how people assume we are.
I always remember my friend Gabby Aguayo, the first time she was coming over here. She was so freaked out, thinking like, is there really gators like in your backyard walking around? Like, no, we see them. In a year, I might see a gator like, 2 times in a whole year.
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's if I'm by a river somewhere, you know, deep in the forest or something, right?
But we don't think about how dangerous gators could be.
No, because they really don't come to people unless you're there, like, waving food at it and,
or
you know.
Or fucking with it or something.
Yeah, but
getting it mad.
We can literally walk by a pond. If I'm walking by a pond that's 10 feet away from the sidewalk and I see a gator on the edge of the pond, I'm okay to keep walking. Like, they're not going to come running at me ever, that I know, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Now, if my sidewalk is 1 foot away from the pond, then no. Am I going to keep walking? No. Yeah. But yeah, you're usually, if you're like 10, 15, 20 feet away, like you're fine. Just keep walking. But I mean, keep an eye on it. But usually they're super chill. They don't want to.
They're super lazy. And I don't know where I got this fact from. But
let me guess.
Where?
They won't try to bite nothing that they can't swallow whole.
I've said that a lot, huh?
You said it the last time.
But yeah, there you go. That's my theory. And to this day, it hasn't been proven. But that's my theory, you know?
But anyways, I think that's it for today, right, babe?
Wait, no, I got one more thing. I got one more thing. Girl math. And I've been wanting to ask you and get your opinion on it. You ready for this one? Uh-huh. Girl math. If you pay for something cash, it's free.
Yeah.
Like if you got an extra $5 or $20 in your pocket, it'll come out of my account.
And when I find money in my, I'm like, ooh, I just got free money, even though it's mine.
Spending the extra $10 for free shipping is saving you money.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because sometimes shipping be $15.
True. That's girl math for y'all.
All right. I'm going to give you an even better one.
A ver.
Girl math is returning something that you bought and feeling like you got paid.
That's true. That's you.
I'd be so happy to return stuff.
All right. This was a long one, but I thought this was funny. If your Botox costs $400 and it lasts you 3 months, then we're only spending $4.40 a day. And when something is under $5, it's free.
Yeah.
That's about accurate?
That's about right.
God damn. That's girl math.
It's true. Tell me down below your girl math because I know I'm not the only one. And it's like super trending right now. People are talking about it. There's some super funny ones. There's even some Mexican ones that we did.
Give me a Mexican one right now.
Not letting your kids go out because they already went out one time during the week.
Wait, I got
one.
How
does that make sense?
I said one. And you guys probably heard it already. It says, telling my girl that we're leaving after I finish this beer, but
I hate that one. I fucking hate that one.
But I drink a whole another 12-pack, and then we go home. No. Mexican math for you right there.
Another one that makes... I hope I don't do this to my kids, bruh. What is it? Well, maybe I am going to do that because I do that to this day. It's the one where you can't go out unless you clean.
Oh, shit.
That one's pretty funny.
That is funny. But yeah.
Another one is finding the hottest day of the week and making caldo that day. That's
Mexican. That don't add up. That literally does not add up. That doesn't add up.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, you guys, thank you guys for joining us on this beautiful podcast, episode 50. For the people listening
episode 60, chiquillo.
Oh, 60. Ya me estoy durmiendo. Good morning, by the way. For the people that listen to us on Apple Music, on Spotify, make sure you put them five stars on our podcast so we can rank up because, you know.
And don't forget to follow us on our TikTok, The Cruda Realidad. We're almost at 25K. Yeah.
Which, guys, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I
already know what you're going to say.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, you haven't posted reels and stuff.
I was really, really, really freaking good at this. I was posting 2-3 TikTok reels daily. And then, bam, I fell off. And then I look at my other friends and other TikTokers and other podcasters. I'm like, yo, why don't y'all post, right?
Yeah, you are the king of being like, why is nobody posting? Because believe it or not, I don't really watch a lot of YouTube. I don't watch. Yeah. I watch Netflix, bro. I'm watching movies all day. But watching everybody's YouTubes and all of that, I really suck at that, honestly, right? But Mando does watch everybody. He gets so upset, like, bro, why hasn't nobody posted? Because he wants to watch,
I
right?
do watch.
Yeah, ahora, mira, you're not posting.
So, yeah, I want to get better at that. It takes a team, so.
So, yeah, if you think you could be a part of our team.
Yeah, comment down
send
below.
Send us a DM. Send us a message. Try to get to us. You guys know we try to respond to everybody. And just tell us what you can bring to the table.
Yeah, be like, look, Mando, don't worry about your TikTok reels. Just send me the file. I'll chop them up. I'll make it happen. I'll put the subtitles. I'll make a badass TikToks. Get paid and, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Becoming our friend.
Yeah, we're going to be lit. But, yeah, see you guys in Houston on Friday. It's going to be lit.
I'm going to be.
Wait, can you tell us what your costume's going to be? Or they're going to have to wait?
I'm going to be a... I'm going to be a sexy demon.
Ooh.
Why? Because, I don't know.
And what is mine? Like a devil or something like that?
Yeah.
A devil or something like that?
We'll see.
How
we're
kind of
mixing costumes up here.
How am I going to dress that up?
I think we're going to get makeup done on you.
Okay. I have a girl that messaged us that she wants to do our makeup.
Okay. Does she do Halloween makeup?
Yeah, she does badass Halloween makeup. Ooh. Wait, no. Can somebody asked us last week for a advice, and I totally didn't read it. Can we give them advice right quick?
Sure.
Okay.
This is our podcast.
We're literally closing out, but I really, really, really want to get to it. All right. Wanted to ask you guys a question. Mm-hmm. By any chance, can you read this? What's a worse feeling? Getting cheated by your significant other or never getting any, you know what, by your significant other?
What's a worse feeling?
Yeah. What's a worse feeling?
What's worse?
Yeah. What's worse? Getting cheated or just not getting them? Damn, they're both bad.
I guess getting cheated because...
I guess both. You're probably getting cheated regardless.
Yeah, that's true. But I would say getting cheated because if you're not getting none by your significant other, maybe you already knew that he wasn't sexually active and you're still with him, but you guys still love each other, I'm assuming. But being cheated on is not expected.
Yeah.
Unless you guys were getting it on and then now he doesn't give you none. So.
Because he's already cheating with...
Maybe he's cheating.
Or her. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, that part. I don't know. That's kind of random. Is that what you wanted me to answer?
Yeah, I mean, because this question has been in our inbox and I haven't read it. So I was like, you know what? Let's read it. Let's close it out.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for tuning into episode 60. We hope to see you guys in Houston. Come party with us. Our first Halloween event ever for the public, which I'm super excited about. And I have to emphasize on public because still to this day, I get questions. Like, oh my God, can I go? And I'm like, yes. Yeah. I've been posting about this for the last 3 weeks. Anybody could go. So we're gonna leave it linked down below in the comments as well. If you guys want to get tickets or if you guys want to go, let me know down below because I might give a few away. Just be like, I want to go. I'm in Houston, or I'm willing to drive, or I'm willing to travel, whatever. And yeah, we'll be out there, right?
I'm excited.
Bye.
Nos vemos. Good night. Oh, wait, good morning.